The State Department of Veterans Affairs says Governor Doyle's current budget proposal includes $7 million in cuts for veterans programs. Department officials say the doubling of the bed tax in nursing homes to $150 a month and a transfer of cash from the Veterans Trust Fund could threaten the ability of the Veterans Department to provide services to state veterans. Republican Representative Kevin Peterson of Waupaca says the governor's budget doesn't place a high enough priority on the welfare of the state's veterans.
We're cutting approximately $8 million from the veterans programs, but yet we can come up with $18 million to fund domestic partner benefits, or we can come up with money to give illegal immigrants tuition to our universities. That's not a priority. Priority's taking care of our veterans.
Governor Doyle has said his budget includes cuts to almost all state programs in equal amounts across the board in an effort to reduce the state budget deficit. But as the budget debate continues in the legislature, there will be increasing demands from citizens affected by those cuts to aim the budget axe elsewhere. Public budget hearings are scheduled this week in both Appleton and Cambridge. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.